Now, as we said, so GIS Action 5 comes to an end. So what we also tried to do was to get some testimonials from the participants in the GIS Action 5 initiative. So the first we got was from NoOnce. Maybe you don't necessarily know, it's a consulting organization that is also supporting the activities of the AS consultant. So it's supporting Ernst & Young in all these activities. And it was involved in the activities of GIS Action 5. As you can see in the slide, so there is a message to pass that it's important to highlight that the standardization community was very committed to support GIS Action 5, and also to thank Sun and Sunelec for all the activities. And I think this is also something important, that it was a very good message to show that GIS Action 5 was a good opportunity to exchange information, to lead to consensus on some critical matters. I think this is also what we need, so this is important to take in consideration for the future. We do also have other organizations that are willing to share the view. I would invite Barbara Sorgat. Maybe you want to join us, it would be easy. Yeah, yeah. Come.
No.
Thank you.
This one or this one? This one.
That's okay.
Yeah. I stay here.
Hello to everybody. I represent in this meeting the association SBS. I believe that not many of you know how SBS works in standardization. Maybe very short. Thank you. We have 60 experts that attend meetings and are standard writers in working groups. These 60 experts cover several fields, I think more than 20 sectors, and 20 of them work in standardization. And when they work, when they attend a meeting, they have behind them a working group, a European mirror group. That means that these experts face standardization in a transversal way. They have first a small Europe behind them. They ask all the European SMEs, they say, okay, you are Austrian, you are from Finland, but maybe we have common topics that we can bring in the working group. So they challenge the standardization system with a non-national approach, because SMEs sometimes don't need national approach. Anyway, that's how we work. I am one of them in CENTIC 250 SC5, but I'm also convener of another working group, and that's why I share a part of your frustration and fear. And before reading that statement of my association, I would like also to suggest some immediate approach to. I think sometimes when we are in front of a situation that is bigger than us, maybe we need to start from small things. One small thing I would ask to the European Commission, please bless the documents of the GIS action, because they are very important. They have been very important for us, because when you draft a standards and you don't know what to do, and you don't know if the HAS consultant will accept it, and you know that almost certainly is going to be blocked, and you get all the frustration of the industry that work at Andes and on the stakeholders, such guidances like the one that has been presented today are precious. And I experienced how these guidances were not considered, let's say, official documents from many TC members, and this hurts a lot. They said, yes, but the European Commission is not really behind them. So please, European Commission, say with clear words, yes, we are behind these guidances, please use them. And now another suggestion to send, please, conveners, most of the time, don't have a clue about CPR, because, as the colleagues said, we are technicians, we are not lawyers, blah, 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 blah. We are standard writers, and standard writers are supposed not to be lawyers. But I think that SEN could solve with easy step this, with a crash course of an hour on the CPR, mandatory for conveners. I am sure that we are paid to do this work, and we can invest 1 hour in having this course on the CPR. And some tests, some easy questions, register what Nuno said is very important, suggestion, Gonzalo, and the corrections that came from the European Commission on the suggestion, register everything, put it online, ask questions. We need to tick the questions. We are not able to answer the questions, go back to the course and study again, because when you go to your working group, you need to know what to do. And it must not only be the convener that must know that, also the participant to the working groups that don't feel addressed because they don't feel like standard writers. And also the secretaries of the TCs because they don't feel standard writers. So who is feeling standard writers? So please send, do this easy action. I'm sure you do. I trust you can do that very well. I don't know if while I was speaking, you already read all that. I will read it now. That's a statement of SBS. For small business standards, GIS Action 5 has meant that different stakeholders that do not always speak or agree with each other were brought to the same table to solve some central issues, and by doing so, helping standards writers in their day-to-day work. Many issues have been resolved, but unfortunately some still need to be settled. Hopefully, the work on the remaining issues will be allowed to continue, even if in another format, so that we can harvest all the fruits of this action and enable a well-functioning and delivering European standardization system, which is crucial for small and medium-sized enterprises. Thank you.
Thanks, Barbara. That's okay. Now, so we also have Oscar. I think you do you still want to add something? It's okay. We move on. Okay, let's move on so we can get some time. I also have the representative from Orgalim. She should be somewhere. Yeah, she's there. Okay. Thanks, Elena. Yeah, you can just use this one. Yeah. So, yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So maybe to start with, Orgalim doesn't actually send anybody specifically to send TCs, but we are a partner with Sense and Alex. So we try and advise, we try and give an industry perspective from our industries. So Orgalim is the European technology industries. We also have a lot of people, a lot of our members that are very implicated in the CPR. We had a meeting, a task force meeting just last week, and a lot of our members were very, very interested and I think there's a lot of things going on, and we are very, very happy to take part in the joint initiative on standardization. So that has had a very positive aspect. It has brought together the stakeholders, initiated a discussion specifically for GIS Action 5. There has been a set of very comprehensive documents that will increase transparency as an outcome. However, those documents are still in a limbo. So we, Orgalim, calls to reassess the legal prerequisites and the proportionality of measures taken by the European Commission. This is needed even with regard to the CPR, which is at the centre of the James Elliott case. We recognise that the harmonised standards under the CPR have a special role. We recognise that the Construction Products Regulation is a special case within the legal framework. It encompasses very many different products, and it is very, very difficult to provide guidelines that will apply to all of these products. And I think that's very important to acknowledge. Now, the GIS has been very good in providing that transparency, in bringing the stakeholders around the table. But we would like to express disappointment in the fact that it was not necessarily run as a true public-private partnership. And we would like to investigate that and understand each other's perspectives and the challenges and why these outcomes were not necessarily given to the in pursuit of establishing a well-functioning internal market for construction products. We look forward to a more successful continuation of the work in that regard, and we suggest that the Commission establishes a stakeholder group to assist this reassessment of the legal prerequisites and proportionality that I mentioned earlier. Now, Orgelim has a number of position papers already out there on standardization and on the CPR. Specifically, there is an Orgelim position paper of the 24th of September on standardization for a restored mutual trust in a market-relevant European standardization system, and for a more comprehensive which will give a more comprehensive opinion of what Orgelim believes the JIS could have achieved. And then there is a specific paper on the CPR standardization, on how Orgelim believes the construction products regulation can be shaped, that was produced on the 14th of May. Now, if you have any further questions, I'll be around at lunch.
Thank you very much. Okay, so, and knowing that we are very close to lunch, Tracy, I will put all the pressure on you. So Tracy Wilkins is currently the secretary of Science and LGBT Working Group 9. So we have also been discussing what we should do next. And I think in terms of continuation, at least on the Science and LGBT side, we have already been establishing a similar structure to follow the activities in GIS Action 5. So for sure this will continue. There are some activities already foreseen, and Tracy will give you some hints on what is the objective and what are the next steps. Please, the go ahead.
One?
The green one. Yeah.
The big one.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Tracy Wilkins. As Gonzalo said, I am the secretary of Sensenelec BT Working Group 9 since January this year. On top of that, I've been fortunate to attend a couple of the GIS Action 5 meetings this year. So it's given a very useful insight into the work that's been going on for the last 4 years within that group. And also there's a common membership too between the GIS Action 5 and BT Working Group 9. So it's been quite an active group, and this presentation really is just to show you an overview of BT Working Group 9, in case you're not aware of this group, its outputs, and where it's going next with the closure of GIS Action 5 this year. As we're running close on time and these slides will be shared, I will just skim over the background of the BT Working Group 9, which was established in 2015. The key point here really was that it was extended its timeline and its scope in 2016, and this was really for it to contribute to the GIS Action 5. And again, we've had a further extension this year of our terms of reference and timeline till the end of 2020. So we've got the work and the objectives here are really taking forward the work that's been prepared and developed under the GIS Action 5. As we see here, ad hoc group support to CCMC and technical bodies, and the feedback that I'm receiving today really will help us go forward next year and take that message and the guidance documents that are being developed, the SEN guide that has just recently, last month, just been approved to go and be published as a formal BT guide. This will then information be disseminated to the BT and out to all the technical committees. So that is obviously work in progress. Again, the objectives, as we've said, is really continue the collaboration and the guidance on the CPR and advising the BTs, etc., on an annual basis, possibly even more. We also provide input into the standardisation requests, having a horizontal outlook, and that will be covered later on in the afternoon session. But really, that is going to be with about these the ad hoc groups under the standardisation requests that have been set up by CCMC. So I'm the focal point, so I can get all the feedback from BT Working Group 9 to feedback to CCMC. The membership here, again, the convenorship is Duncan King. He's just been reappointed to the end of 2020. Secretariat is provided by BSI, and as I've mentioned, I'm also the secretary since January this year. We have a large number of members open to SEN and SENELEC BT Working Group, and we have, on average, 12 to 14 NSBs actively participating in BT Working Group 9, along with key stakeholders. So we have got a lot of input. There are obviously further members are welcome, and you'll have my details at the end of this presentation. The activities, again, promoting best practices and standardisation activities under the CPR and promoting the deliverables, which is going to be a key activity for 2020, hence the extension of our timeline. The list of documents that Padma listed earlier in her presentation, to put into context, this guide is not a formal guide as yet. The BT, SEN and SENELEC approved its publication to go to a formal guide, which will happen in 2020. There was a number of comments that were received, of which BT Working Group 9 will then be reviewing those and resolving those before we can go through to publication. So we're expecting that could be in the Q1, towards the end of Q1 2020, Gonzalo, I think is realistic. At what that point, then we would be sending that document and then the guide and promoting it within CCMC and SEN to all the BT members and all the technical boards. But the there is possibility that the title might change, because this is more of a, not so much rules, but an interpretation of rules on how to draft and present harmonised standards. So that the title might not quite reflect the true intent. Again, we've got that coming through. So that's something to watch out for next year. And we will continue, obviously, to facilitate with the resolution of non-citation of harmonised European standards with the documents that have been produced within BT Working Group 9 and coordinating the SEN-SENELEC position. Standardisation requests, again, that's going to be covered. So this is an overview of the ad hoc groups that have been set up within CCMC that BT Working Group 9 I've been coordinating input into for the reinforcing pre-stressing steel and the local space heating appliances. So we've been very active this year, and we will continue to provide support and input from all the BT members so that we have a voice that can assist during the drafting and approval of these. And again, a number of standardisation requests under preparation.